Introduction to the Mahadasha System and Tribhagi Division in Vedic Astrology. The Mahadasha System in Vedic Astrology is a method used to understand the significant periods of influence of each planet in an individual's life. It is based on the Vimshottari Dasha System, which is one of the most widely used methods in predictive astrology. Here are the basic principles and structure. Mahadasha, major period. The Mahadasha is the primary period of influence of a planet in a person's life. Each planet has a specific duration, during which it significantly influences the native's experiences, opportunities, challenges, and overall life direction. 2. Antardasha sub-period. Within each Mahadasha, there are sub-periods known as Antardasha. Each Antardasha is ruled by the same planet as the Mahadasha, but combined with the influence of other planets in a cyclic order. The duration of Antardasha is proportional to the duration of the Mahadasha. 3. Pratyantardasha, sub-sub-period. Each Antardasha is further divided into smaller sub-periods called Pratyantardasha. These represent even more precise periods where the influence of different planets manifests in conjunction with the Antardasha planet. 4. Periods of each planet in Vimshottari Dasha, in years. 1. Ketu, 7 years. Brings spiritual growth, sudden changes, detachment, health issues. 2. Venus, 20 years. Focus on relationships, luxury, comfort, creativity, financial gains. 3. Sun, 6 years. Focus on authority, self-esteem, career growth, leadership qualities. 4. Moon, 10 years. Emotional experiences, family matters, mental peace, public recognition. 5. Mars, 7 years. Energy, courage, conflicts, initiatives, physical activity, accidents. 6. Rahu, 18 years, illusion, materialism, unconventional paths, obsessions, sudden gains or losses. 7. Jupiter, 16 years, knowledge, wisdom, growth, education, wealth, religious activities. 8. Saturn, 19 years, hard work, delays, discipline, restrictions, long-term gains, karmic lessons. 9. Mercury, 17 years, communication, intellect, business, travel, learning, adaptability. Ketu, spiritual pursuits, detachment, confusion, losses related to ego or status. Venus, love, relationships, marriage, artistic success, pleasures, indulgence. Sun, success in career, rise in status, health issues related to heart or eyes. Emotional development, nurturing relationships, changes in home and family. Mars, energy for projects, aggression, potential for conflicts, real estate gains. Rahu, sudden success or downfall, foreign connections, unusual circumstances. Jupiter, education, prosperity, marriage, children, spiritual growth. Saturn, patience, perseverance, challenges, slow progress, maturity. Mercury, intellectual pursuits, communication skills, trade, wit, versatility. Nas 6, calculation and activation. The Mahadasha sequence begins at the time of birth and is determined by the position of the moon in a specific nakshatra. The nakshatra lord determines which planet's Mahadasha will be active at birth, and the sequence of the Mahadashas follows a set pattern. This system is used to analyze the timing of various events in a person's life and to understand the planetary influences during specific periods. Each Mahadasha, Antardasha and Pratyardasha period brings a blend of planetary influences, reflecting their combined effects on the individual's life. Half-Tribhagi or the Three-Division System in Vedic Astrology. The Tribhagi or the Three-Division System is a nuanced approach to understanding the specific energies and experiences one might go through during a particular Mahadasha, Antardasha or Pratyardasha. This system divides the duration of a dasha into three equal parts and correlates each part to the qualities of the three nakshatras governed by the same planet. Principles of the Tribhagi system. 1. Division into three parts. Each dasha period is divided into three equal parts, corresponding to the three nakshatras ruled by the same planet. For example, if the Mahadasha is of Ketu, it is divided into three parts corresponding to Ketu's nakshatras, Ashwini, Magga, and Mula. 2. Influence of nakshatra energies. The first part of the dasha will reflect the qualities and energies of the first nakshatra under that planet's lordship. The second part will reflect the qualities of the second nakshatra. The third part will reflect the qualities of the third nakshatra. 3. Moon's placement and energies. The energy experienced during the dasha can also depend on the specific nakshatra where the moon is placed at the time of birth. The energies of the dasha get refined based on this initial nakshatra placement, emphasizing the characteristics of that nakshatra in each part of the dasha. Example, Ketu Mahadasha in the Tribhagi system. If a person is born in a Ketu nakshatra like Magga nakshatra during Ketu Mahadasha, 1. First part Ashwini-like energies. This phase is influenced by Ashwini nakshatra characteristics. Energies, quick active, dynamic changes, new beginnings, healing energies, and impulsive actions. There might be a strong desire to initiate new ventures or a sudden change in direction. Second part, Magga-like energies. This phase is influenced by Magga nakshatra characteristics. Energies, focus on power, authority, legacy, and connection to ancestral or traditional values. There may be a need to establish oneself in a position of power or to connect with one's roots and heritage. 3. Third part, Mula-like energies. This phase is influenced by Mula nakshatra characteristics. Energies, deep transformation, uprooting old foundations, intense research, and seeking the truth. There may be a phase of significant internal or external upheaval, leading to a deeper understanding or realization. Application to each planet's Mahadasha. 1. Ketu, Ashwini. First part, Ashwini, initiation, healing, new beginnings. Second part, Magga, authority, leadership, ancestral ties. Third part, Mula, transformation, destruction, search for truth. 2. Venus, Bharani Purvalguni Purvashada. First, Parani, creativity, endurance, dealing with constraints. Second part, Purva Falguni, pleasure, relationships, luxury. Third part, Purvashada, victory, rejuvenation, growth. 3. Sun, Kritika Uttara Falguni Uttarashada. Kritika, purification, discipline, sharpness. Uttara Falguni, responsibility, leadership, service. Third Parashada, final success, determination, clarity. Moon, Rohini, first part, Rohini, growth, beauty, nurturing. Second part, Hasta, skillfulness, creativity, manipulation. Third part, Shravana, learning, listening, wisdom. 5. Mars, Mrigashira, Janishta. Mrigashira, curiosity, exploration, restlessness. Second part, Chitra, creativity, architecture, brilliance. Danishta, wealth, fame, rhythm. 6. Rahu, Ardra, Shatabisha. First part, Ardra, turbulence, research, detachment. Second part, Swati, independence, flexibility, balance. Third part, Shatabisha, healing, secrecy, reclusiveness. 7. Jupiter, Punavasa Vishakha Purva Bhadrapa. Punavasa, rebirth, homecoming, renewal. Vishakha, duality, goal orientation, growth. Purva Bhadrapada, mysticism, transformation, severance. 8. Saturn, Pushya, Anuradha. Uttara, first part, Pushya, nourishment, discipline, protection. Second part, Anuradha, devotion, friendships, perseverance. Third part, Uttarabhadra, endurance, spiritual depth, stability. 9. Mercury, Ashleshyeshtha, Ravati. Vashlesha, mysticism, control, secrecy. Second part, the authority, protection, power. Third part, Ravati, compassion, guidance, detachment, using the Tribhagi system. This system helps refine the interpretation of each dasha period, providing more detailed insights into the types of experiences and lessons an individual might go through. By understanding the Tribhagi division, one can predict changes in life more accurately during different parts of a dasha and prepare accordingly. This system, combined with the primary dasha and bhukti analysis, gives a comprehensive picture of how planetary energies unfold over time. Soul Growth, Venus Mahadasha, 20 years. Welcome to the Consciousness YouTube channel. In this video, we explore the Mahadasha system of time cycles in Vedic astrology and how each dasha and antardasha fuels and propels a person to move, achieve, embody and accomplish goals, purpose and life lessons embedded in each nakshatra. We'll see how the Mahadasha system brings these experiences to the soul for learning and growth. If you're new to my channel, please don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and leave your comments for the video. The Venus Mahadasha, spanning 20 years, is a period of experiencing and understanding desires, relationships, creativity, and luxury. It often brings an inclination towards harmony, beauty, and sensual pleasures. This Mahadasha can be broken down into 3 segments, each corresponding to one of Venus's nakshatras, Bharani, Purva Falguni and Purva Ashada. Below, we consolidate Venus's characteristics with the traits of each nakshatra to provide practical insights into how these energies may manifest in real-life scenarios. 1. First segment, Bharani Nakshatra, approx. 6 years and 8 months. Practical impact, passion and creativity. This period is characterized by intense passion, creativity, and a drive to express oneself. There is a strong focus on creative pursuits, personal transformation, and nurturing projects or ideas. Social reforms and causes. The native may feel a strong urge to stand up for social causes or work towards justice and reform. This can lead to involvement in activism, social work, or initiatives aimed at societal change. Emotional intensity and boundaries. This phase may bring heightened emotions and a tendency to become jealous or possessive. Learning to set healthy boundaries and practicing restraint in relationships is crucial. Venus's influence in practical terms. Positive influence. The native may channel creativity into meaningful projects, become a passionate advocate for social issues, and experience deep personal transformation. There may be a focus on developing artistic skills or working in fields related to beauty, fashion, or wellness. Negative influence. There is a risk of becoming judgmental, overly possessive, or struggling with emotional volatility. The native may also face challenges in maintaining personal boundaries or become involved in complicated relationships. Real-life application. Engage in creative endeavors or social work that align with your values and passions. Be mindful of setting and respecting personal boundaries in relationships to avoid unnecessary conflicts. Focus on self-care and nurturing your own growth alongside your external commitments. 2. Second segment, Purva Falguni Nakshatra, approximately 6 years and 8 months. Practical impact. Romance and creativity. This phase is marked by an abundance of love, romance, and creative expression. The native may experience heightened romantic relationships, indulge in arts or creative ventures, and enjoy a period of social harmony and pleasure. Material comforts and indulgence. There is a strong focus on enjoying material comforts, luxury, and relaxation. The native may invest in beautifying their surroundings, indulge in fine dining, or enjoy a more leisurely lifestyle. Challenges in relationships. Overindulgence or a tendency towards vanity and laziness can create problems. Relationships may face difficulties if trust and authenticity are lacking. Venus's influence in practical terms. Positive influence. The native may experience flourishing relationships, creativity, and joy. This is a good time to engage in arts, build strong partnerships, and enjoy life's pleasures in a balanced way. Negative influence. Overindulgence in pleasures, laziness, or involvement in too many romantic affairs can lead to issues. The native may struggle with maintaining discipline and could face relationship problems due to lack of trust or commitment. Real-life application. Focus on building strong, trust-based relationships and avoid superficial connections. Engage in creative projects that bring joy and fulfillment, but be mindful of overindulgence or escapism. Balance relaxation and pleasure with productive activities to maintain overall well-being. And 3. Third segment, Purva Ashada Nakshatra, approx. 6 years and 8 months. Practical impact, power and victory. This period is marked by a drive to achieve personal goals and victory in endeavors. The native may feel empowered to pursue ambitious projects, take unconventional paths, and make significant progress in life. Emotional resilience and team building. The native may focus on building teams, leading groups, or bringing people together for a common cause. Emotional enthusiasm and a positive outlook can inspire others. Challenges with stability. There may be emotional ups and downs and difficulty in maintaining stable relationships. The native may experience periods of intense focus followed by burnout or emotional fatigue. Venus's influence in practical terms. Positive influence. The native can achieve significant success and recognition during this period. There is potential for personal growth, leadership, and creating impactful changes, especially in collaborative environments. Negative influence. Emotional instability, lack of direction, or difficulties in relationships may arise. The native may become too focused on winning or achieving, leading to neglect of personal well-being or relationships. Real-life application. Channel your drive into meaningful projects that benefit both yourself and your community. Practice emotional resilience and seek to maintain balance in personal and professional relationships. Use your leadership skills to inspire and uplift others, but avoid becoming overly competitive or self-centered. Venus characteristics, positive and negative aspects to be aware of. During Venus Mahadasha, one must be mindful of both the positive and negative aspects of Venus's influence. Positive aspects, desires and creativity. Venus fosters a strong sense of creativity, artistic expression, and a desire for beauty and harmony. This can manifest in pursuits related to the arts, luxury, and aesthetics. Affection and sociability. The native may become more sociable, friendly, and affectionate, enhancing relationships and social interactions. There is a natural charm and grace that can attract positive experiences and people. Refinement and elegance. Venus promotes a refined approach to life, valuing elegance, grace, and balance. This can lead to success in fields related to design, fashion, hospitality, and luxury. Laziness and vanity. Venus's energy can lead to laziness, vanity, and overindulgence. There may be a tendency to avoid hard work, focus excessively on appearances, or indulge in sensual pleasures to an unhealthy extent. Sentimentality and lack of discipline. Emotional sentimentality can cloud judgment, making it difficult to make rational decisions. There may be a lack of discipline or tendency to procrastinate, affecting personal and professional life. Sensual corruption and lack of refinement. Excessive indulgence in sensual pleasures can lead to moral or ethical lapses. The native may struggle with maintaining refinement or may engage in behavior that lacks taste or propriety. Being aware of these characteristics can help individuals navigate the Venus Mahadasha more effectively, making the most of its creative and harmonious influence while mitigating its more challenging aspects.